Okay.
Anyway.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from the top. Zayin Amid Beis. Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, the Mishnah said, Tan? The Mishnah said it didn't, that people that kill somebody accidentally have to run to the city of refuge. And then it says it's only though in a downward motion. Okay, if you kill somebody in downward motion, if you kill somebody in upward motion, so then you don't go into the city of Golus. Okay, the Gemara is going to get into more details, but that's what it said in the Mishnah. Okay, then it says, Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learned. It says in the Pasuk, and the Gemara is going through various psukim that talk about killing somebody accidentally, because there are different levels of killing somebody accidentally. There's killing somebody accidentally that's almost intentional. Mm-hmm. If it's almost intentional, your city refuge is not going to help you. The girl Adam can always kill you, the avenger. If you have an accident, which is a normal accident, you run to the city of refuge. Then you have a freakish case, which is not even accident, you don't even have to run to the city of refuge. Okay? So there's three levels in accident itself. If it's kodev lemezid, if it's close to intentional, Ari Mikla is not going to save you. If it's an accident, then you go to the city of refuge. If it's a freakish thing, it's called einus, it's like an unbelievable thing, you don't have to run. And now the Gemara is going through into the various dinim. When do you have to go to the city of refuge? When don't you have to go to the city of refuge? And the Gemara is learning it all from Psukim in Chumash, that the words are excluding and including various things. So it says in the Pasuk as follows. In Bepasa, if it was suddenly, you know, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says that if you killed somebody suddenly, Prat the Keren's obvious. That excludes if it was turning a corner. Meaning, the case is, a guy's walking with a knife, like this, sticking out. He's walking in the street, sticking out, and all of a sudden he turns a corner, and he sticks into a guy.
Or opposite, like carrying a ladder. Or
right, whatever. I mean, the example is a knife, because a ladder will give you a zet in the head. It's not going to kill you. Then it says, Bolei Aiva, if you did it without hatred, without malice, Prat Lusain, it excludes an enemy. That means, if you kill an enemy, okay, even if it was accidental, you don't go to the city of refuge. It's not going to protect you. Hadafe, he pushed him, meaning, Shadachvi Begufe, that you either pushed him with your body, or hishlich olav, or if something was thrown upon him, lahavi yerida shiteirach aliyah, which includes a downward motion, which was to facilitate an upward motion. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. But we're learning the pasuk to teach us when you have to go to the city of refuge, when you don't. Belei tzedia, without aiming, meaning, prat miskaven letzadzeh, if you wanted to throw, let's say, you wanted to throw a stone that can kill somebody. You wanted to throw it to the east, and by mistake it went to the west. V'hochel letzad acher. So in all that, in these cases, you don't go to the city of refuge. That means if I threw a stone to the left, and for some crazy it went to the right, that's not called accident. It's called freakish.
Ricochet off the wall.
Yeah, whatever. If it's freakish, then it's you don't go to the city refuge because it's not even an accident. It's straight from God. Yeah. That's basically what it means.
What do you see the city refuge?
Huh?
What do you see the city refuge?
No, that's the whole Gemara from before. So this is the middle of a Gemara.
When it's freakish, what is the girl Adam?
The girl Adam is the avenger who has a right to kill under certain circumstances.
But what is freakish? Does he have a right?
No. If it's a freakish accident, he has absolutely no right to kill him. And if he does, he's a murderer.
I have a question.
What?
I wasn't here, but if somebody kills somebody and go to the Ari HaMiklat.
He kills him what? Kills accidentally or intentionally?
Accidentally.
Yeah.
And relative of that, they follow him to Ari HaMiklat and kills the guy in Ari HaMiklat.
Then he's a murderer.
He's a murderer? He has no right to...
No.
He has no jurisdiction after that?
Once he's in the city of refuge, if he goes out, he can get killed.
Yeah, but as long as he stays.
As long as he stays, they can't touch. Now, if it's kodev lemezid, if it's close to intentional, that your city refuge doesn't help you, the girl Adam could kill you even in the city refuge.
What do you do? What do you do? Where do you go?
He runs away. He has to run away and hide.
Well, that was my question too. How could somebody judge whether this was accidentally?
Bezdin.
So they have Bezdin in the Aramic Latur, Rabbi?
No, it depends.
But do you have the judge?
Well, we'll see. You know what? Where are we jumping the gun? The Gemara is going to talk about all these cases. Let's see it inside. Then there's another pasuk. Vasher leitzada, the person did not take aim. It's another pasuk. Prat the miskud excludes the miskaven lizik shtayim v'zarek arba. What happens if you wanted to throw 2 cubits, 4 feet, and it ended up going 8 feet, and the guy was at the end of the 8 feet and he killed him? So the Torah says, you don't have to go to Ari Miklat. Then it says another pasuk, Vashayave Esyereel Bayar, whoever comes with his fellow into the forest, and then he kills him accidentally. Now why does the Torah say he went with him into a forest and he killed him accidentally? Who cares where he killed him? So obviously the Torah is teaching us a din. What's the Torah teaching us? Ma Yarushus Lenizik Lamazik Lichanishum, just like a forest is a public place that both the killer and the guy that got killed had permission to go there. I've called Rishus Lenizik Lamazik Lekanisham. The same din, when does Ari Miklat apply if both people have permission to be there? But for instance, what happens if a guy came into my house without permission? A guy comes into Reuven's house without permission, and Reuven happens to be working on a ladder, and he falls down and kills the guy. He doesn't have to go to the city of refuge because that guy had no permission to come into the house. So the Torah says, they met in a forest and he killed him accidentally. And over there, the case in the Torah is, he was chopping wood, and we're going to see later in the Gemara, Homachlek is what killed the guy, the axe, the chip of wood, or whatever. But the Torah speaks about going into a forest, which tells us a din, that if you have permission to both be there, then the din of Ari Miklat applies. But if you come into somebody's house and you have no permission to be there, and then the guy kills you accidentally, there's no city of refuge.
The throwing the rock, that's such a bad thing that you can't go, or it's such a light thing that you can't go? Is it you throw it half or 30 feet, then it goes?
If you wanted to throw it 2 feet and it went 4 feet, you're not chayv, you don't go to Ari Miklat.
Is that because it's so bad, or is it because it's so light?
Huh?
Is it because it's so bad, or is it so light?
That's freakish.
He says it's freakish.
Turning around the corner with a knife.
You know, it's interesting. The Ritva, there's two opposite opinions he brings on here in the bottom. The Ritva learns, or the one of the Rishonim learns, that that's a freakish case. If I wanted to throw 2 feet and one 4 feet, that's freakish. The Me'idi says just the opposite. That's negligent. Because you should know, if you're going to throw two, it might go four. And therefore, he says, what's the difference? Because the Ritva learns it's very accidental. It's freakish. And the Me'idi learns it's almost negligent. So he says it's an interesting argument, difference in halacha. And he says, that's what we said before. It's not only conceptual difference. I'm reading. As we noted in the introduction, where the exemption from exile is because close to deliberate, kodav lemezid, that we said, you don't go to the Ari Miklat, the killer is still subject to the vengeance of the girl Adam. Mm-hmm. Since he excluded from exile, even the Ari Miklat doesn't protect him, and the guy could kill him. That means, according to the Me'iri, in this case, if he wanted to throw two, and it went four, and he killed somebody, the Me'iri learns that's negligence. The Ari Miklat doesn't protect you. One second. However, according to Ritva, it's exclusion from the city of exile, meaning he can't come in, and he can't hurt him.
I have a question.
One second. The killer is free from the girl of vengeance as well. Okay? That means, according to the Ritva, the girl Adam can't kill him. And according to the Me'i, the girl Adam could always kill him, even in the Ari Miklat. And that's the difference. That's what we're saying. There's three stages here. There's a stage of intentional murder we're not talking about. That Bezdin kills you. But if it's close to, let's put it this way, it's negligent, it's accidental but negligible accident, the girl Adam could kill you, even in the Ari Miklat. if it's freakish accident, he can't kill you even out of the Ari Miklat. No, he can't kill you. If it's a normal accident of Golus, so then in the Ari Miklat he cannot kill you. Out of the Ari Miklat he could. What?
I have a question, Rabbi. The whole concept is when you kill, when the guy kills and goes to Ari Miklat, that guy, the relative, they cannot come to Ari Miklat because that's a...
But he can kill you on the way.
No. I'm saying, but if the guy goes to Ari Miklat first, you cannot come and kill.
Right.
Hashem is telling you to have a discipline. If you kill him...
But if it's negligent, he can kill him even in the Ari Miklat.
No. My question is, why Hashem doesn't say to the guy that if somebody killed Reb Shoge, wait till the Bet Din decide what to do with him. If it's a Mezid or Shoge, then you can go.
Yeah, but the first thing he has to do is get protection. It's like a restraining order by going to Radim Miklat.
His family could kill him before.
It's the first thing you do. Then... It's the Mishnah says later, Echad Amezev, Echad Ashegi. Everybody went to Ari Miklat right away.
So it's not called fleeing a scene of accident?
You get it. You just run. Man, you better run because the girl Adam can get you.
Well, because they're expecting an emotional reaction by the relatives.
Like, yeah.
But they,
is it somebody at the gate of the city and records these people who go
no.
in and out?
No, I don't think so. He just goes in there and gets protection. Okay, let's go right there. Boy minei Rababu min Rabbi Yechinen. Rababu asked the Shaila from Rabbi Yechinen. Now we learned in the Mishnah as follows. If you're going up and you killed somebody, you don't go to Ari Miklat. If you went down and killed somebody, it's the downward motion, then you do go to Ari Miklat. Okay? So the Gemara says, Boy minei Rababu min Rabbi Yechinen. What happens, Hoya Eila Besulam, if a guy was going up a ladder, and the rung broke from underneath his feet. Meaning, he was going up, the step broke, and he fell down and killed somebody. Is that called up or down? He was going up, but he killed the guy coming down. So the Gemara asks, Ki hai gavna in this case, aliyahi, is it going up because he was going up on the ladder? Or yiridahi, is it going down? What's the difference? Very simple. If it's going up, there's no Ari Miklat. If it's going down, there is Ari Miklat. So he asked him, what's the din? Mm-hmm. Now, what's the shaila? So the Mefarshim explain, Rashi explains as follows. The shaila is, do you go by the person killed or by the person killing? The guy that was killed by a downward motion. But the guy that killed was going upward, though. So is that, do you go by the killer or the guy that got killed? The guy that got killed by a downward motion. But the killer was going upward. So who do you look by?
I don't understand about it. The guy is going up and he fell down and killed the guy.
No. The ladders broke from underneath him and he slipped and he fell down.
That's
the Shiloh.
How else would he kill somebody going up?
Huh?
How else would he kill somebody going
well,
up?
We'll soon see.
You can't kill going upward.
Yes, you could. We'll soon see.
Have you seen the words that there were two people on the ladder?
Huh? Who said there were two people on the ladder?
He said they were both going in different directions.
No.
One is down on the ground.
One? Yeah. No. The guy is going up.
Yeah.
He puts his foot on the next step.
Right.
It cracks and he falls down.
Right.
And the guy's underneath the ladder.
Right. That's, I didn't understand what
I didn't say he's on the two people on the ladder.
Ah, that's what I mean.
No. Amalei, said Rabbi Yechinen, said to Rababu, Kvar negayte b'yeridah shitzarech aliyah. You touched on what the Mishnah says, that a downward motion to facilitate an upward motion, the Braisa says before that you do go into Golus. That means if it's down, which is part of a going up, it's called down. So he said, Rabbi Yechon answered, you do go to Golos. Okay? Eisvei, but he said, I'll ask you a question. The Babu asked Rabbi Yechon a question. Because it says, Klal, this is the rule. Kol shebedech yiridasa, it said in our Mishnah, this is the rule. If it's going down, Goyle, you're going to Golos. Shalei bederech yiridasa, if it was not killed, in a downward motion, ain't a goyla. Shalei b'derech yiridasa lasu yimai. What does the Mishnah say again? Zaklal kol shebederech yiridasa. The Mishnah said it the first half of the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah saying a new rule, which is repeating what it said before? Lav lasu yei, does he not come to include ki hai gavna, that it's such a case? That means that if you go up and you go down, it's not derech yirida. And therefore you wouldn't go into Ari Miklat. How could you, Rabbi Yechanan, say that the answer is you go into Ari Miklat, you go, you're exiled, because it's considered down? But doesn't the Mishnah say that it's exempt from Ari Miklat? So, Lechir, how could Rabbi Yechanan say you would go into Ari Miklat? So he said back to him, Rabbi Yechanan responds with a Jewish question. According to you, anything that goes down, which includes what? What does it include? The Mishnah also says if it's going down, you go into Golis. What the Mishnah is saying an extra, then that's to include something. Eli says, what must we say? To include the case of a butcher. The Gemara is going to explain in a second. It also adds to the rule of a butcher. What is this din of a butcher? Now the Gemara is going to say four braises that contradict each other about a butcher. Now, let me just explain the case. A butcher wants to cut a piece of meat. You know, big, not a little, a big zeitel, a big side of beef, yeah? So he would have these big butcher knives, you know? So what would he do? He would go as follows. The knife was here. So he went, he put it down, and then picked it up, and gave it a zetz down. Right? Now there's a bunch of different motions going on over here. There's a downward motion to pick it up, and then there's one motion I left out in the middle. When the guy picks it up, he picks it up backwards over his head. Now, this is upward, but once you go back over the head, it's going downward. And then it comes back down. That means there's down, up, down, up, down. Huh? In fact, you know, he says over here, it's interesting. He says, there's five parts. I'm going to read the English over here, because then we'll understand the Gemara much better. I have to make a call, but it's called a cleaver. With the butcher, the axe is called a cleaver. Okay. Now, he first lowers it before raising it back towards his shoulder, then continues down behind his back, then accelerates it forward by bringing the cleaver up over his shoulder, and finally down on the chopping block. So there's five stages of a butcher going like this. Okay? And one is downward. There's a few downward motions. There's a few upward motions. And the downs are for the up, and the up is for the down. Right? When I bring it down to bring it up, so the down is for going up. Right? When I bring it back and it's going down, it's also for the case of up, to bring it back up with force. So we're going to learn, see in the Gemara, there's four braises with contradictions, and the Gemara is going to answer it's not a contradiction, because each braise is talking about a different part of the five movements. It's possible that killing somebody in each of the movements. Anyway, so the Gemara is talking that this is talking about the din of a butcher. What's the din? The Tanya, because it says in the Brice as follows. Katsiv shayu mekatsiv, if a butcher was cutting meat, and by mistake he killed somebody. So the Gemara says, Tanachada, one Brice says as follows. Lefanav chayiv, if it goes while he's moving his hand down, he's chayiv in the front. Lachuriv, if it occurred in his back, it's not chayiv. Another braisa says, la'achriv chayiv, if it's behind him, it's chayiv. Lefanav potter. Another braisa says, ben lefanav, ben la'achriv chayiv, whether it's in front of you or back of you or chayiv. And a fourth braisa says, ben lefanav, ben la'achriv potter. Whether it's in front of you or back of you is potter. Heavy possibility. One braisa says, in front of you it's chayiv, behind you it's potter. The other Braisa says the opposite. Then another Braisa says whether it's in front of you or behind you, you're chayiv. And another Braisa says in front of you or back of you, you're potter. And the Gemara's...
The last one is a good one.
Loi kasha. And none of it's a kasha. Why? Khan, in the first Braisa says in front of you is chayiv, behind you is potter, is speaking, b'yerida shalafanov v'aliya shalachrov. A downward motion in front and an upswing in behind you. Therefore, in front of you, you're chayiv because it's downward. Behind you is an upward motion. So you're potter on an upward motion. Khan, the second braisa said, behind you is chayiv, in front of you is potter. Ba'aliyah shalafanov, when he was speaking out in the front, he was going up. I mean, he was picking up the axe and going down behind him. And that's when he killed the guy. Khan, the third braisa says, whether it's in front of you or back of you, or chayiv, it says, b'yirida shalafanov shalachrov. It's speaking when you're chayiv because you did a downswing in front of you and in back of you. I'll explain in a second. Khan, in the last case, where it says both are potter, is speaking b'aliyah shalafanov shalachrov, when both are upward motion in front and the back. That means, here, in front of you, you have the axe, and you're going upward, and you kill the guy, or... when you're
in the back
when you're picking it up to chop down.
Is that if the head of the cleaver falls off?
No, here we're speaking about the cleaver itself killed the guy. The next piece of Gemara is going to talk about if the axe falls off or a chop, you know, you're chopping wood and wood fell off from the tree. And
if he's hitting the meat, how somebody got in the way? Somebody moved in his way?
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe a child.
Or he thought the guy was a piece of meat.
Why,
a guy sticks his head and you, while you're going upward to go to the back?
The back. Okay, I'm not talking about the back.
He sticks his head in.
Yeah, he's somebody under the chin.
He sticks his head in.
Where? Behind him?
Yeah.
From behind?
Yeah.
Or from the side. Still, you cannot kill him. You're going up before you go back.
From the side, he will come.
You know what I'm saying?
You can kill him. We're not
going
to try it here. Sure, you could kill the guy.
Go back, yes.
You could have a piece of metal. Doesn't even have to be the blade. The blade's in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally, if you pick him like this, the blade is in front of you. But you can still have the metal of the back. Is very strong. You can hit a guy in the face and kill him. God forbid.
And he's using the strength.
Yeah, of course.
Down, you know, he's not.
You could take. You don't have to take a sharp thing. You can take a piece of metal, a solid piece of iron, and hit a guy over the head, and he'll die. Yeah, you better believe it, they're strong. Anyway, now the Gemara asks, so the Pearl, there's a bottom line argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Rababu, whether if you're going up on a ladder and the step fell and you killed the guy, is it Chayev or Potter? Rabbi Yechanan said, Yuchayiv, and Rabbi Abu wanted to say Yepater. So the Gemara said, let's say that this is an argument of Tanoim. That the argument, if you're going up a ladder, and the step breaks, and you kill somebody on the way down, is it Chayiv or Potter, or Imiklet, is an argument of Tanoim. Why? Because it says, Hoya Eile Besulam, if a guy was going up on a ladder, Venish Metashliva Mitachtav, and a rung broke from underneath his foot, so one Braisa says Chayiv, and another braisa says potter. So lechayre, this is the argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Abu. Is this called up because you were going up, or is it called down because the guy got killed on the way down? The Marsava, one opinion says yiridahi, it's a descent. Or Marsava, the other opinion says aliyahu, it's an elevation, it's going up. Okay. Now the obvious point over here, like we said before, is you go by the person who was killed or the person who killed. The person who killed was going up. The guy that got killed through a downward motion. That means everybody agrees, if a guy is coming down the ladder and the step breaks and he falls on somebody and he kills him, everybody says chayiv. That's mamish downward. The only question is, if you're going up and you slip and fall down, is that up or down? You were going up, but the guy got killed on the way down. So what is it? Is it up or is it down? One braisa says chayiv, one braisa says patur. So the Gemara says, isn't that the argument between Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan said chayiv galus, and Rabbi Bo said you don't have to go into galus. But
going up, you're going up, you're not going down.
But when you killed him, how were you going?
Which way would you go?
Why do you go down in order to go up on the ladder? No.
You're walking up a ladder,
yeah,
and the step breaks, and you fall down.
Right.
So is that up or down?
It's called going up.
Why? Well, you fell on the guy underneath the ladder, you were going down. You killed him in an upward motion or a downward motion?
Well, you fall down, that's down.
So, that's the question. The guy got killed, the Torah says like this.
One second.
The Torah says, if you kill somebody in a downward motion, you're chayiv. If you kill him in an chayiv ari miklat. If you kill him in an upward motion, you don't have to go to ari miklat. Because that's freakish. Understand? That is freakish. And if it's freakish, we say you don't have to go to ari miklat. Now, the question is, if a guy is going down a ladder and the step breaks and he goes down, everybody says you're chayiv. You're going down, you killed him down, everybody says for sure you go to ari miklat. Yeah? But what happens if you're going up on the ladder? The step breaks. Now, you were going upward motion. Now, Lepo, you're going downward motion when the guy got killed.
Because he fell.
Is that up or down? So that's what Rabbi Abu asked Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said to him, you have to go to Ari Miklat. Because that's called down. Rabbi Abu says, what are you talking about? And the Braisa says it's up. Right? And he said, no, it's about butchers, whatever. And then we went to the whole Gemara with the butcher. So now the Gemara says, we find two Braises that have this case. A guy was going up a ladder, and the step broke and he fell down. One Braisa says, you have to go to Ari Miklat. You have to go into exile, and the other bride says you don't. So the Gemara says, logically, what are they arguing about? If this is called up or this is called down, which is really the argument in Rech and Ababu. So the Gemara says, no. I can tell you really, Kula Amaliyahi. Everybody says it's going up. If it's going up, why does one bride say Chayev? Right? He says, Loikasha, Kanul and Ezekin. It's speaking about not Ari Miklat, Chayev to pay money. If you broke the guy's bones, you have to pay money. Really, you don't have to go to Ari Miklat because it's an upward motion. And that's why one Bryce says potter, because that Bryce is talking about, do you have to go to the City of Refuge? No, because you went up, not down. Another Bryce says chayiv, because it's talking about monetary damages. You have to pay. It doesn't matter how you destroy somebody's money, up or down, you have to go into the city and pay money.
Could be something he has in his hand and fell down also when he was going up?
No, the Gemara is not talking about that case now.
He just killed himself?
The Gemara is not, yeah. And another Bryce is speaking about Golos. Iboy Seymar, another answer, the Gemara says. Hova hola Golos. Both are speaking about going to Golos. Why does one Bryce say Chayiv and one Bryce say Potter? Hoda Islia, Hoda La Islia. Islia means the ladder became wormy, and that's why the step broke. What does this mean? Because it sagged, because it was wormy, the worms ate it up, so the step of the ladder sagged before. Uh-huh. So now the step was already down. Mm-hmm. And if it's flat, then it's not cold down.
You should have noticed it.
No, it's not a question. Notice it. The question is, when you step and the step goes like this, then you're stepping down.
It's not straight.
And like this, it's called stepping up.
That's only they had wooden ladders.
Right. Okay. Iboy Seima, another answer is Hadalayasli. Both are speaking, it's not wormy. What is one Braisa say chayiv, one Braisa says potter? Hod mehedek, one is speaking when the rung was securely attached and it doesn't move downward. Then you're potter, because you didn't go down. Hod le mehedek, And the other one is speaking when it's not securely attached, so it's basically going down. The Gemara's answer is a very interesting answer. If you go on a step and the step is down, goes down,
then it's a downward
motion.
Why would it go down? It's not securely in place.
Right, if it's not securely in place, it goes down a little. Yeah?
Okay.
So then that's called downward motion.
If it's loose or something.
It's loose. If it's not loose, then it's an upward motion. So the Gemara said, we still don't know about Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yechon, if it's a machlekes between anybody else or not.
So what's the answer?
There's two different opinions. The halacha is probably like Rabbi Yechon. Okay, now starts a new Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says, no, this is called Ari Miklat. It's called Ari Miklat.
Even if?
Yeah.
If it was loose?
Right.
Is that an option to go to our Miklat, or you have to? A person has to.
You don't have to, but you can get killed at any given moment.
And if he stays back there and fights, he can be.
You can't kill them.
Ball of
not in this case.
If he stays back and defends himself.
No, not the girl Adam. He has permission to kill you. 1 second. Let me clarify something. If you kill somebody, if somebody kills somebody accidentally, they have to run to the city of refuge, right? They have an option not to go. But the avenger can kill them at any moment. And if he's coming to kill, you can't kill him first. In other words, there's a din, if somebody comes to kill you, in this week's parsha, the Torah says, somebody breaks into your house, the din is you're allowed to kill him first. Because somebody comes to kill you, kill him first. But it's self understood, if a guy had to get killed by Bezdin, and the shliach of Bezdin, yeah, the marshal of Bezdin, was killing you, you can't kill him first because he's coming to kill you. He has permission to kill you. You can't kill him first because the guy's coming to kill me. I'm going to go kill him first. Obviously. The Goel Adam has permission from the Torah to kill him. Unless if he's in the city of Ari Miklat. Okay? If the guy has permission to kill you, you can't kill him first. Instead, it doesn't... 1 second.
So the marshal coming for you.
Yeah, the marshal... The guy from the court is coming to give, put the electric chair. You're going to kill him first because he's coming to kill me. It doesn't fly. When the Torah gives you permission to kill, the guy can't kill you first. Now, if the guy chooses to risk it, and or maybe let's say he knows there's no avenger, or he knows the family hated the guy he killed so much, they're happy he killed him. You know what I mean? It could be a lot of cases. He has a right, but at any moment, the girl Adam can just kill him, and that's it, forever. So, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to designate Ari Miklat. The Bezdin has an obligation to establish the 6 Ari Miklat plus the 42 cities where the Levium lived were also considered Ari Miklat. But the guy had no mitzvah. The Torah says, and thus you should run, but that's protection for your own life.
No.
There's a mitzvah on the avenger to kill him. The Rambam writes it's a mitzvah on the avenger to kill him.
You alluded to the 3 cities of refuge that are going to be built
when Mashiach comes. Right.
When Mashiach comes, there's supposed to be no death, no murder.
So there's a whole sikha from the Rebbe about that. What is the purpose of Ari Miklat? Basically, one of the things the Rebbe learns is that for the people that killed during the time of Golus, they're going to have to run to the city of refuge.
There's a lot of people.
No, this is not talking about wartime.
I don't know wartime, peacetime.
People are killed accidentally?
No, people get killed all the time, every day.
Yeah, you mean the car crashes, all that.
Jews,
you
mean you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beryl, what did you want to ask?
Well, I want to ask about the Goel Adam.
You're into the Goel Adam, yeah.
The avenger. Yeah, it's the best friend to kill. But what is the issue with the Benjamin blood as when it comes to King, I'm so confused. I don't know which ends up with this, but if that's the Benjamin blood had bridged to the cow, or is it a mitzvah for
the mitzvah for him to kill? The Rambam says.
Does he determine whether it's unintentional or freakish, which is what I wanted to ask before?
I know, he can determine it, because everybody will always say it's intentional.
But Rabbi, we'll be in the city of refuge, aren't you a Levi too? Levis control the city of refuge, right?
No, there are six cities of refuge.
Yeah.
Besides that, the Levium owned 42 cities, which were given to them, which were also considered cities of refuge.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference between the 42 and the 6? The din was, in the 6 cities of refuge, the murderer that was running away did not have to pay rent. In the cities of the Levium were able to charge him rent. And as those were cities the Torah gave to the Avengers. Yeah. I mean, to the murderers, accidental murder. So they don't have to pay rent. Okay? The Torah gives them the city, this is yours. If he goes to the Levi city, granted it protects you, but the Levium have a right to pay the charge rent.
So how hot or what determines him not to go to the Levi cities? Or
if he wants to pay rent or not. Or perhaps what's closer for him to save his neck.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Can he travel
so
city to city?
He could, but while he's out of the city, he's endangering himself.
So let's take the vow.
If he gets dressed up in disguise. No, I'm serious. He could do whatever he wants. It's just that when he's not in the city, he can get killed. So if he disguises himself that the guy will never find and he wants to go city to city, it's fine. He could do that. But
the question of this, has somebody committed a murder? Is it up to the Avenger of the Blood?
No, it's up to Bez to decide.
Is that what this is, freeze or intentional?
No, Bezdin has to decide.
What city you go to?
But the Avenger of Blood wants to kill.
Even if he knows it's accidental, he can kill him.
And if it turns out that the Bezdin second guessed him and said it was freakish.
Okay, so those they have to figure out, that's all.
Who will decide what Levi trap go? What,
the guy himself runs to the closest city.
Who decides which Levi goes where? What city?
They cast lots, whatever. Okay. What? It's exerus akosif, the whole down and up and up and down. Yeah. You're also Levi?
Yeah.
Oh, we're related.
Yeah.
Something happened, though. Meanwhile. Nishma Tabars. Okay, next Mishnah. This is a very interesting argument between the Rebbe and the Chachamim. Now, what happens? The Torah discusses a case as follows. You chop wood, okay? V'nashal abarzel min ha'etz, okay? And simply it means that the iron separated itself from the wood and it killed somebody. But there are different ways of dealing with this issue. A guy could be chopping wood, and when he's chopping wood, you know, splinters of wood fly, so the splinter of wood killed somebody. Or the axe flew off the handle and killed somebody. So the Mishnah said, what happened if Nishmet HaBarzel Mikitay? What happens if the iron slipped off the handle while he was chopping wood? Baharag and killed the bystander. Rabbi Eimer Eina Gela. Rabbi explains he does not go into Golis. Chachamim Eimrim Gela. Chacham, so you do go into Golis. What's the another case? What happens if the death was caused by the wood flying off the tree? Not the axe, the wood flew off the tree. So then it's the opposite. Rabbi says, you don't go into Golus. So it's a very interesting machlekes. So according to the Chachamim, the only time you go into Golus by chopping wood is if the axe flies off the handle and the axe kills you. But if the wood splinters kill you, you don't go into Golus. Rebbe says just the opposite. If the axe flies off the handle, you don't go into Golus. If the wood kills you, then you do. And the Gemara is going to explain.
What's the second one, Rabbi?
Huh?
The second one.
I said, the wood killed you, not the handle. Oh. Not the axe. Now, the Gemara is going to explain why does Rebbe say what he says, that it's the wood, not the axe, and why did the Chacham say the axe kills you? Okay? The Pasuk says, so the Gemara calls the whole Pasuk. It says as follows. If you come with your friend to the forest, and like Gemara learned before, they both had permission to be there. Lachtev Eitzim, to chop wood. V'nitcha yodi begarzen, and his hand slipped with the axe as he chopped the tree. Or, v'nashel abarzel min ha'etz, or the iron flew from the wood. U'matzes re'eu v'meis, and it hit his friend and he died. Hu yonis el achas ha'arim ha'ele, he has to run to one of these cities of refuge, v'chayin oliv. Okay? That's what the pasuk says. Basically, two people come into a forest. The guy chops the wood. His hand slipped with the axe as he chopped the tree. Or the iron flew from the wood and he killed him. He goes to the city of refuge. But the Gemara is going to learn what's the argument over here. So the Gemara says as follows. It says, V'nashel abarzel min ha'etz. Okay? Now, which, as they explain even before we get into the Gemara, what eitz are we talking about? Are we talking about the axe that flew off the wood of the handle? Or is it the wood from the tree that flew off?
Oh, the wood from the tree.
Okay. Tanya, we learned in the Braise as follows. Amlem Rabbi Lechachamim, Rabbi said to the Chachamim, V'chinemer Mnashel Abarzel Me'etzei, it doesn't say the axe flew off its wood, its handle. It says v'nashel abarzel min ha'etz, from the tree, which means not the axe flew off. See, the Torah basically, to use not nice language, the Torah doesn't make sense here. The Torah says the axe flew off the wood of the tree. Now the axe is not on the wood of the tree; the axe is on its handle, right? It's a v'nashel abarzel min ha'etz. Min ha'etz means from the tree. It doesn't say the axe flew off its handle. So what does it mean? Does it mean the wood or does it mean the axe? Are we talking about the tree? Or are we talking about the axe?
Where it says meaning his.
It doesn't say etzei. That's what he says. It doesn't say Eitzei.
It says
Min ha'etz. No, it says Halei Namar. No, V'chi Namar. Does it say? Does it say V'nasha Barzel Me'etzei? It says Min ha'etz.
Huh?
That's what the Mishnah says. The Pasuk says V'nasha Habarzel Min ha'etz. That's what the Pasuk says.
So why Mishnah said Mikoto?
The Mishnah uses the expression because that's according to the Chachamim. That's what it means. But the Pasuk doesn't say Mikoto. The Pasuk says Min ha'etz, from the tree.
In the Torah.
Yeah, in the Torah. The Pasuk in the Torah says from the tree. So the question, what does this Pasuk mean? Are we talking about the axe killing? Or are we talking about splinters of wood from the tree killing? So Rabbi Yehuda says, it basically means the tree, not the axe. So he says to the Chachamim, does it say mi'etzai? It doesn't say mi'etzai, it says mi'ait. V'eid, it says eitz l'mata. In the second part of the pasuk, it says lichres ha'eitz, to cut the tree. So just like eitz l'mata, mi'etzai is back, just like the tree above speaks about the wood of the tree, af eitz armel lamata, the same thing, because what does it say? It says in the pasuk, lachtev eitzim, lichrei sa eitz, to cut the tree. What does eitz over there mean? The tree. So when it says eitz at the beginning of the pasuk, it means the tree. So then later in the pasuk, when it says the axe flew off the tree, it means the tree, not the axe, not the handle. So that's the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, the axe didn't kill the guy. If the axe kills the guy, you don't go to Ari Miklat. Why? See, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says very simple. if the axe fell off the handle, it's negligent. Why? It's very simple. The only time the axe will come off the handle is if it's loose. Mm-hmm. And if it's loose, he would know it's loose. Mm-hmm. And he still kept chopping. Mm-hmm. So when the axe handle, I mean the axe falls all the way from the handle, Rebbe says, that's not accidental, mm-hmm. that's negligent. That's kind of lemazid. It's not mazid, yeah. but it's like we learned, it's close to mazid, and Ari Miklid is not going to protect you.
So nothing's going to happen.
No.
He can't get killed. But
he could, even in Dari Miklid, because it's close to intentional. It's negligible. Remember, we learned before that if it's negligible, Dari Miklid don't protect you, the guy can always kill you. Bezin can't kill you because he didn't intend to kill the guy. Okay? But the girl Adam can kill you.
It's a metaphor for
today. Right.
So this from Rabbi Yehuda goes to deeper meaning of the Torah than Chachamim.
Why?
The way it sounds, Chacham, they go to the pshat of the Torah.
We're going
to
soon see what the argument is. There's two ways of learning Chumash, the way it's written or the way it's pronounced.
So Rabbi Yehuda is going to...
We'll soon see. Okay? That means, Rebbe says, if you chop a tree and the wood flies and kills somebody, that's an accident. It's not freakish. Because it's possible, but that's, you didn't have any control over it. So that's called accident. When the axe flies off the handle, according to Rebbe, he says that is your fault. And if it's your fault, Ari Miklit will not protect you. The Chachamim hold, the Pasuk says the axe flew off and killed you, and you have to run to the city of refuge. So obviously that's not negligible. It happened, it's freakish. Now, it's not freakish.
No.
It's a normal accident. It's not negligible. And this is what this Gemara is getting into now. What is considered negligible and what is considered non-negligible?
The correct term is negligent, not negligible. Negligible.
Beryl, you're right. You're right. You are correct.
What's the difference?
Negligible and negligent?
Negligence and
negligible. Not mistaken, I did see here before the word negligible, but anyway.
Negligible means very little gain. Very little. Negligent is a term to kind of negligibly.
Okay, whatever. I will not dispute you in this.
Enough disputes,
no, there's enough disputes, yeah.
The words mean very different things.
Huh?
The words mean very different things.
Okay, whatever. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said the name of Rav, Shnei Mikra Chadosh. The Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing about one Pasuk, what the Pasuk means. It says in the Pasuk, V'nashal Abarzal Min Ha'etz, V'nashal means the iron from the... The iron noshaled from the wood. Okay? V'noshal. So now it says, Rabbi says as follows. Yesh eim le'mesedis. There is what's called that it's the way it's written. That is the primary interpretation of the word is the way it's written, not the way it's read. And therefore, like we'll soon say, it says in the Pasuk, V'nishal. The way the Pasuk is written, it could be read, so to speak, the way it's written, it could be read, V'nishal. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Rashi explains, even though in Chumash it says, V'noshal, Nun Shin Lamed, mm-hmm. but Rebbe says, Rashi explains, that the way the word could be understood from the writing is Nishal. Okay? Which means, the iron caused something to fly. What did the iron, that means the iron itself didn't fly off. It caused something else to fly. Mm-hmm. And the Chachamim hold, Yesh Eim LeMikra, we go by the way it's pronounced, and the Torah says V'noshal, meaning as follows. The Chachamim say, the Torah is read V'noshal. Mm-hmm. It means the axe flew off the handle. That's what the word V'noshal means. V'nashal habarzel min ha'etz means that the iron flew off the handle. And the Torah says you run to the city of refuge. Therefore the Chachamim hold that if the axe flew off and killed somebody, you go to Golos. Rabbi says, no. In the Torah it's written, even though it's not written, but he says it's written, V'nishal. V'nishal means the metal caused something else to fly. Not that it flew itself. What did it cause to fly? The splinters of wood, when you were chopping, the metal, the axe, caused that the wood should fly. So Rabbi says, the pasuk v'nashal means the wood, the metal made something fly. The Chachamim say the metal itself flew. And therefore Rabbi says, there's aim lemikra. The Chachamim, you go by the way the word is pronounced. V'nashal means the axe flew off the handle. That's it, finished. And the Torah said you go to city of refuge. Rabbi says, no, you don't go by the way it's read, you go by the way it's written. It could have been written v'nishal, which means that the axe caused something else to fly off.
What if somebody's chopping a tree and the tree falls on somebody?
That's the same thing as the axe, the wood's flying from the tree.
When the tree's falling off.
Yeah. That's why they scream, timber, watch out below.
They do, yes.
So now the Gemara asks, we just got through saying that Rebbe holds, according to this opinion, Rebbe Barash Yomarav, that Rebbe holds, you go by the way the pasuk is written, not by the way it's read. Okay? So the Gemara asks, Rebbe Sava Yesheim Lemesedus Filule? Is that what Rebbe holds? It can't be, because Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following statement on top of the page. Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda ben Raitz, Beishamai, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Akiva, Kula Svira, Yesh Eim LeMikra. All of Rabbi and all these guys, these people, hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, that you go by the way it's read. You just got through saying that Rabbi says you go by the way it's written, not by the way it's read. And this person says, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rebbe holds, you go by the way it's read, not by the way it's written. So that's a contradiction to what we just said. So Gemara says, you're right. That's why Rebbe found it necessary to say two reasons. Number one, he said, V'nashav v'nishal. Mm-hmm. And then he said that eitz at the beginning of the pasuk means the tree. So eitz at the end of the pasuk means the tree flew, not the axe. Now the Gemara says another thing. Amar, this is also an interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Papa said, "Man de shod de piska ledikla." What happens if somebody threw a clump of earth at a palm tree? It could take a stone. You took a rock, threw it at a palm tree. What happened? Va'azul tamra, and the dates fell down, v'kotel, and killed someone. Now, is that called direct or indirect?
It must be
so he says, that's the machlekes of Rabbi and Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi, it's like the wood flying from the tree. Chachamim hold, no, that's only if the axe flies off the handle. Right?
How can dates kill somebody?
Huh?
Dates fell.
The dates fell and killed somebody. Huh?
Heavy cluster of granddad.
Whatever. So Gemara says, pshit, of course. that's the case of Rabbi and the Chachamim. Is it, the axe flying off, or is it the wood chopping flying? So Gemara says, ma'o the time I would think. That this is like a secondary force. Meaning, because you threw the rock, it hit the tree, that caused the dates to fall, and the dates, it's like indirect. So maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. So the Gemara says, so if you're saying in this case Rebbe would hold you chayiv because it's like the wood flying off the tree, where do you have indirect koyach according to Rebbe? So he says, listen to this case. The shada pisa, he threw a clump of earth at a tree, umachi leganma, and it hit a frond, and the frond hit a cluster of dates, V'asul tamra, and it dislodged the dates, and the dates killed somebody. A frond is like a branch. Okay? Meaning, it hit the tree, which caused the branch to move, which caused... So that's already another level. Then Rabbi would say, that would be indirect, you wouldn't even be exiled. Let's just finish this by explaining one concept. If the axe flies off the handle, Chacham say you go to Golus, Rabbi says you don't go to Golus because that's negligent. Right? Negligent. Now, I'm learning Brown. Now, what would be the opposite way? What happened if you chopped a tree and a wood flew and killed somebody? So Rebbe says you go into Golus. Chacham hold no. Why? Because that's freakish. The mamash going to extremes. According to Rebbe, the axe flying off the handle is negligent. So when is accidental? If the wood flew and killed somebody. The Chachamim hold no. When the axe flies off the handle, that's an accident. If you chop a tree and the wood flies and kills somebody, that's freakish.
And if the whole axe slips off somebody's hand?
Oh, so then you're chopping the whole axe flies.
Comes out of the hand. Yeah, the hand.
That's accidental.
There's no discussion here about whether you're going up with the axe or down with the axe.
Yeah, it would be downward motion.
Downward motion, not a problem.
Right. No, because it's self-understood. Mm-hmm. If you chop a tree and the wood flies, it's a downward motion.
So we're still working on the sulam.
We finished with the sulam.
This is explaining the sulam going up and down.
Yeah, but not with the axe. When you chop with the axe, it's a downward motion. He's not talking about you kill somebody with the axe.
Are we done with the sulam?
Yeah, finished. We're finished with the sulamis.